7:31 on 1060 KGFX.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Well, it is Thursday, and it's our constitutional thing to do this one, as we are going to be talking with Fort Pier Mayor Gloria Hansen, as we do every Thursday. And let's talk about what's going on. Of course, I saw this just on social media just this morning, and the city of Fort Pier given the go ahead for fireworks on New Year's.
Yeah, I can't even remember how long ago it's been, maybe 4 or 5 years that we passed an ordinance. Otherwise, we were doing something special every year and mm-hmm. taking it under consideration, and it's kind of a popular thing. So yes, we are once again allowing fireworks for New Year's. And so, but there are a few details. First of all, the only permitted fireworks are fountains, cakes, and artillery shells.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. And the hours of sale are December 29th and 30th. From all day, from 9 to 8, and then December 31st from 9 to midnight. So that's a longer day on the 31st. Hours of discharge are December 29th and 30th from 5 to 8, same hours, or almost same hours, and December 31st from 5 p.m. to midnight, January 1st from midnight to 1 a.m.
Okay.
So, You might want to write that down and look on social media, look on our Facebook page.
So you do have some restrictions.
We do have some restrictions.
So if somebody gets excited that they have their 5,000 count firecracker brick, that's not included in this.
Not included
All
in
right,
this.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. That's right. That's right. So it is a little more complicated than it could be, but we like to have people keep in mind that there are some people who are sleeping in those hours.
Yep.
And, you know, and just be good neighbors and be respectful of your neighbors. So
yeah.
And clean up after yourselves, please.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Without question, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so it should be easier in the snow. It should be easier to clean up after yourself, but that's really important too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if we get to the point where we get too many complaints, you know, or it's too big a job to clean up, then we'll have to pull the ordinance. And so we don't want to do that. We want to allow people to enjoy their fireworks on New Year's Eve.
Yep, and that is so true. So that takes care of New Year. So let's talk about summer. I'm ready. Even one bad snowstorm, I'm ready for summer.
I'm kind of the same way, Chuck. I'm kind of a fair weather person.
But we want to thank, of course, the snowplow drivers.
I was really amazed. We had an early morning medical appointment on Tuesday. Boy, I'm getting my days all mixed up. And I was amazed that the state and the city, both cities, mm-hmm. Had already been out. And we were out about 6 a.m. And people had already been, you know, the plows had already been out.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they did a great job.
They did do a great job. And definitely want to give a shout out to our street people.
Yeah, they do a fantastic job. I mean, Christmas Day, and I had to run down to the station probably at about 6, 7 o'clock, and there was already a plow out. It was just like, wow, that's great.
Yeah, and we don't think about it, but a lot of those people have to give up holiday time away from their families,
mm-hmm.
and because it, you know, weather doesn't have any respect for holidays.
No, and at this point, this last storm had no respect for anybody.
No, it really didn't.
No.
It was a nasty storm, and
it
lasted so much longer than we thought it was going to.
Yeah, but I'd still rather get the snow than the ice that they did up north.
Oh,
they got
that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. So keep it nice for this weekend. We still have, Christmas to celebrate with the rest of our family. So So, okay. Yeah, if you'll do that, I'd appreciate it,
yeah.
Chuck. I'd
yep.
appreciate it a lot.
Absolutely.
You know, another thing I should talk about is that a position that's really important for us, and it's to be honest, it's a little bit hard to find the right person for this because it's kind of half one job and half another job, and that's Assistant Public Works Director. And what we have done is revise the job description a bit so it really focuses on code enforcement because that is probably the most difficult part of the job. It's right. not something everybody enjoys, and so we are kind of following Peer's lead on this, where they have someone who has a law enforcement background, and it makes it easier to enforce codes if you have that background, and because some documents require authorization of a court officer, mm-hmm. and law enforcement's are that, and so that's what we're looking for. The other half of the job is building permits and building inspections, mm-hmm. It's a job with a lot of variety, and so it's being advertised now. There are applications on the city website. If you have questions, just call the office, 223-7690. And just looking for the right person, the right fit for that job. It's an important job.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It is.
Like a lot of paperwork is what it sounds like.
Well, you know, there's not as much as you might think.
Right.
And if you want a job where you're not sitting in an office all day, this is the job because you're not.
Right.
You're out and about and doing, like I say, building inspections. If we get complaints about something that is in violation of an ordinance, you know, you have to go out and check it out. So.
A lot of policy.
It is,
yeah.
And there's a lot of what it really requires is good communication skills, mm-hmm. and we've had people in that job that were really good at it. You know, not everybody likes to be told that they need to trim their tree branches or cut their grass or get rid of their weeds. And so it takes the right kind of person to have that conversation, and it doesn't have to be confrontational. Not at all.
Right.
And so with the right kind of personality, good communication skills, this job can be very enjoyable and really productive and I think rewarding.
All right. And you're looking for that right now?
We are. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We are. We have that job open right now.
You have a closing date on that?
No, it'll be open until we get the right person in there. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And if they want more information, where can they look?
Well, online, and there is a job description online on our city website, and that's where the applications can be found, or you can just call us. Roxanne Heason, our finance officer, is the person to talk to about it, or Rick Hahn. Who is the Public Works Director.
Yeah, and you're looking for just that right person.
We are, yeah, and we know we're going to find them.
They're
out there.
Anything else we want to talk about this morning?
Well, I don't think so, except wishing everybody a Happy New Year and remind you that our offices will be closed on Monday and back to work on Tuesday.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank
we'll talk
you.
To you next week.
All right.